The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the golden age of radio, an episode of The Fred Allen Show from 1945 with guest star Frank Sinatra, and Mother's Best Flower radio show from 1951 featuring Hank Williams. Stay tuned for the golden age of radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, Mother's Best Flower radio show from 1951 featuring Hank Williams. Right now, the Fred Allen Show from 1945 featuring guest star Frank Sinatra as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
God, kiddies.
The makers of Tenderleaf Tea and Bluebonnet Margarine present the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guest Frank Sinatra. Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius is Mrs. Nussbaum, the Tenderleaf Workshop players, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And to the lady who sent me the anonymous fan letter, my name is Kenny Delmar. This week, ladies and gentlemen, our victorious naval forces have been coming home on battleships, cruisers, and carriers. Tonight, another flat top has just arrived, and here he is, Fred Allen!
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kenny, I hope you are celebrating the fleet's return.
Oh, yes, Fred. Well, New York has gone all out to welcome the Navy.
Oh, I know. Last night, they had 80 men rocking the Astor Hotel to make the sailors feel at home who were sleeping there. And in that picture at Music Hall, you know, weekend at the Waldorf, they took out Walter Pigeon and put in a seagull just for the Navy. Wish some of the Navy had come in to laugh at these jokes, you know.
Well, wasn't Jack Benny in the Navy, Fred?
Jack Benny in the Navy? Oh, that was before water was even invented. They had the H, but they were waiting for the two O's to come out of the ark in those days. You know that Benny is the only sailor I know who can get seasick looking at a bundle of wet wash? Benny was in the only naval engagement of the Civil War.
Oh, you mean the Monitor and the Merrimack?
Benny was on the Monitor. When the lookout yelled, "Ahoy, the Merrimack's astern," Benny said, "Have them sing something." You think it would have worked better with four chicks and a chuck? If Benny was a sailor...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland, you're just in time, Portland. Kenny and I were discussing the arrival of the Navy.
Oh, everybody's celebrating.
Oh, I know that.
Admiral Halsey was on Bob Hope's program last week.
Yes, Admiral Halsey is braver than I thought.
Do you know why Admiral Halsey came on at the end of Bob's program?
Well, why did Admiral Halsey come on at the end of the Bob Hope program?
He's a rear admiral.
All right, it's your joke. You enjoy it. Tell me, is your mother going to participate in the Navy Day festivities?
Mama's going to be in the parade of ships.
Oh, she's going as Hesperus the Hesperus, is she?
No. Mama's going to wear her new corset.
Her new corset, huh?
Mama's going as Old Ironside.
Oh. Say, I hope she doesn't carry the impersonation too far.
How?
Well, if your mother thinks she's old Ironsides, she may try to back into some dry dock and get scraped for barnacles. And speaking of barnacles, I wonder if everything is ship-shaped down in Allen's Alley.
Have you a question for them tonight?
Oh, you bet. You know, since gasoline rationing has ended, traffic congestion in the larger cities has become one of the nation's greatest problems. And so our question is, how is the traffic dilemma affecting you?
Shall we go?
As the two sticks said when they saw the tom-tom, let's beat it. It's so good to be back in Allen's Alley again, Portland. I wonder if the senator is in tonight. Let's see.
Somebody, I say, somebody thumped on my door.
Yes, Senator.
I represent the solid South.
Well, I know.
I loaned Mason and Dixon the chalk the day they drew the line.
Well, I...
Speak up, son. Out with it. Speak up. Up, that is.
Well, look...
You'll never get anywhere staying silent.
Well, if you just...
Don't try to be another Coolidge, son.
Look, Senator, tell me, how are traffic conditions in Washington?
We're investigating. Congressman, coffee is boiling.
Well... Well...
Coffee's boiling. That's a joke, son. Pay attention, son. Be on your toes.
Well, I'm doing
it. Yeah, you keep missing them, son.
Well, I... Senator, look... The streets are filled with cars. What is the solution of the nation's traffic problem?
One-way traffic.
One-way traffic.
Yeah,
eh?
Mondays all traffic moves only to the east.
Yeah.
Tuesdays all traffic moves only to the west.
Yeah.
Wednesdays east, Thursdays west.
Now wait a minute, Senator. What about the north and south?
Son, that was settled by the Civil War.
Oh.
Yeah, well, so long, son.
I heard you through the keyhole, Senator. The senator dropped a picture of Jefferson Davis. Oh, well, I'll give it to him next Sunday. Now let's see what happens here at this next door.
Howdy, bub.
Well, Mr. Moody, you look a little tired tonight.
Yeah, I've been on the go all day.
Busy, huh?
Yeah, I'm working for a tree surgeon.
Tree surgeon?
I go around leaving Kleenex under weeping willows.
Not so messy a field that way, is it? Well, tell me, Mr. Moody, how do you account for this traffic problem? So many automobiles.
It's progress, bub.
Progress?
Yeah. Hoover said he'd put a car in every garage.
Yes?
Truman's got two cars parked in front of every house.
What do you think is causing the parking trouble, Mr. Moody?
Oh, it's the housing shortage.
The housing shortage, huh?
Folks is living in garages and putting their cars out on the street.
Well, how are we going to cope with this traffic problem, Mr. Moody?
I'm a pedestrian.
And your solution is?
Every motorist should drop dead. Come on, Bob.
Mr. Moody ought to get in touch with the mayor or Campbell's or something. Now, let's try this next door.
No?
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe Commissar Mazeltoff?
Tell me, Mrs. N., are you concerned with the traffic problem?
Indubitably. If you'll pardon the expression.
Oh, naturally. Well, how are you concerned?
Well, every Friday, I'm inviting all my relatives for a big fish dinner.
I see.
I'm calling downtown the Fulton Fish Market.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Fulton is driving uptown with 20 sturgeon.
Oh, the whole dinner is nothing but sturgeon, huh?
Well, the sturgeon I'm cooking all different kinds of style.
Oh, good, good.
Sturgeon a la king.
Yes.
Sturgeon cacciatore.
Oh, yes.
Also, sturgeon fouillon.
Oriental.
Sturgeon burgers.
Sturgeon burgers. Do you have dessert?
For dessert, I'm serving sturgeon a la mode.
Sturgeon went upstream in the sentence there. Sturgeon, you're serving sturgeon a la mode?
This is a baked sturgeon. And Pop is a cold sturgeon.
Alamo. Well, with this traffic congestion, Mr. Fulton can't drive up to the Bronx, can he?
It is impossible.
Well, how does he get your fish uptown?
Every Friday, Mr. Fulton downtown is throwing 20 sturgeon in the Hudson River.
Well, how do the 20 sturgeon find their way up to the Bronx?
Ah, Mr. Fulton is throwing in a herring and yelling, "Boys, follow him."
Well, that brings us to the last house in the alley.
Hello, hello, we're here to say hello.
Just a minute, boys. Before you get into your theme song, tell me, have you written any new songs for us this week?
Have you heard? I put a blank check in my pajamas at night in case I have to buy that dream.
No.
Have you heard? My Irene's the village queen, but she's always taking Benzedrine.
No.
We also wrote a blues song.
Blues song? What is it called?
I got the walking up Fifth Avenue, crossing 59th Street, stepping over the gutter on my way uptown blues.
Now look, boys, look. Look, tonight we happen to be mulling over the traffic problem.
We got just the song you want.
Traffic song? How does it go?
Hit it, Sam.
If you're a motorist in New York, you can't drive your car a block. In the traffic, you get jammed, and your rear end, you get rammed. Don't just sit there at the wheel, looking like a big schlemiel. Take a tip from me, use the BMT, and sell your Oldsmobile.
If you'll step into the junior Mrs. department, we'll meet the five DeMarco sisters. With Maestro Al Goodman at the baton, the DeMarco sing, the Atchison, Topeka, and the you-know-what. Gentlemen, a brisk report from Kenny Delmar.
There's an easy way to get more pleasure from tea, a more gracious way to enjoy it. That's in Tenderleaf Tea Balls. Modern, convenient, better in every way. Tenderleaf Tea Balls, the first choice, the favorite of the American housewife. Yes, Mrs. America prefers Tenderleaf Tea Balls, and her standards are the highest in the world. The cup quality of your tea is of first importance. Its fragrance, flavor, and all-around goodness as you lift the cup to your lips. To provide that, Tenderleaf tea balls are made with famous-for-flavor Tenderleaf brand tea, always supremely delicious. The individual packets of tasteless filter paper add convenience, ease of handling, simplicity, and speed. When you want a cup of quick comfort in a hurry, just pop a Tenderleaf tea ball in your cup, zip in boiling water, and there's superb tea, quick comfort when you need it most. So for every good reason, ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea ball.
maestro Al Goodman has just played I Wish from the song I Wish I Knew. Mr. Goodman's band numbers have something in common with his horses. They never finish either. And now, say, Portland, will you put down the red herringbone carpet for our guest?
Who's coming tonight?
Well, we have a great surprise tonight, Portland. Last week, as you possibly read in the papers, a New York policeman made his first appearance as an opera star at the Civic Center. He was a great success. Now, tonight, we have another unknown singing sensation. John Charles Muckinfuss.
Does he work for the city, too?
Oh, yes, for many years. John Charles Muckinfuss is known as the singing street cleaner.
Well, where did you find him?
Well, I was going down to see that new picture, Guest Wife, at the Criterion. Claudette Colbert is in it, and Don Ameche is also in the picture, and he doesn't invent anything. And I thought it might be a novelty to go in and see the picture. And as I arrived at the front of the theater, from behind a large can, I heard a beautiful voice. It was John Charles...
Oh, this must be Mr. Muckinfuss now.
Well, get ready. You take his broom and helmet, Portland.
Okay.
Come in.
Friends, is this the Tenderleaf Tea Program?
Yes.
Oh, it is? Oh, that's peachy. Then you must be Fred Allen.
Yes, that's true.
Well, if you're Fred Allen, you're just the man I want to see, and, well, I don't exactly want to see you either because you're not very pretty to look
at. Now, wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bud. Who are you?
Well, I am Ursula Twing. Yes, Ursula Twing. And I am a lawyer.
You're a lawyer?
Yes. Do you want to feel my briefcase?
Well, no. Take your word
well,
for it.
I am a lawyer, all right. And my last case was Delt versus the Acme Poultry Market.
The Acme Poultry,
Yes, it was. And my client, Mrs. Delt, was buying a live chicken, and after the chicken had been weighed, it laid an egg.
So what?
Well, the poultry market claimed the egg, and so I sued, and the court ruled caveat emptor, and so the egg was put back in the chicken.
The egg was put back. Well, all right, so the egg is back in the chicken. What has all this got to do with me?
Well, you're in grave trouble, Mr. A. Allen. Yes, not exactly grave either, because I don't think it'll send you that far.
No.
But my client is suing.
Your client?
Yes, Charlie McCarthy. Tonight, you appeared on Edgar Bergen's program.
Under protest,
yes,
that's
true. Yes, and I didn't. And you said...
This makes no sense then, now, does it?
No, it said... and you said too much, and you said some very nasty things about Charlie, and you've just driven that little boy into a tizzy.
Oh, I have, huh?
Yes, and you're a very bad boy.
Now, look here, Twing. You and Charlie McCarthy don't scare me. I'll fight this thing through to the Supreme Court. And if that doesn't work, I'll go right over Frankfurter's head, straight to Mr. District Attorney.
Well, you can, as far as I'm concerned, you can go to, straight to anywhere you want. But I was here to serve you with a subpoena. if you had better, you are ordered to appear in court next Sunday, and you had better be there too, Smarty.
If you had anything left over from the other program, put it in here, you know. We can always... I'm supposed to appear in court, and what happens if I don't show up?
Well, if you don't show up, you know what happened to Pierre Laval? Boom, boom. Viva la Charlie McCarthy.
Mr.
Well,
Allen.
Look at this summons here. It says trial will be held on this program next Sunday. Why, that little wooden runt? I ought to pull his legs off and make lollipop sticks out of them. I ought to go back over there again.
This must be John Charles Muckinfuss, the singing street cleaner.
See, it probably is. Come in. Well, who are you, son?
I'm Frank Sinatra.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I haven't time to talk now, son. I'm expecting John Charles Muckinfuss, the singing street cleaner.
Well, Mr. Muckinfuss sent me over. See, he can't make it. He got an emergency call.
A street cleaner getting an emergency call?
On 10th Avenue. It was a rush job.
Gad, here we are on the air, and our guest star is over on 10th Avenue performing a broomectomy.
Well, Mr. Allen, Mr. Muckinfuss said maybe I could take his place.
Well, I'm sorry, son. You know, this isn't one of those quiz programs where any schnook can come in off the street and take over the microphone. We only use stars.
Yes, sir.
It's nothing personal, you understand?
Oh, I understand, sir.
We can only use people with talent.
I have talent.
Really? Yeah. Who said so?
My mother.
Oh. Well, tell me, would you step just a little closer to the microphone, son, if you will?
I'm sorry. Is this all right?
Just a little farther back, if you will, please.
See, I don't seem to get the hang of it.
No, it's a little difficult. Have you been on the radio before, son?
Well, yes, I've been on once or twice.
Oh, really? What did you say your name was again?
Sinatra.
Sinatra. Sinatra. You're not related to Sam Sinatra.
No.
I used to know a Sam Sinatra up in New Rochelle. He was a glass blower in an optician's up there. If people came in with dirty glasses and couldn't see to get out of the store, Sam would blow on the glasses.
No, I don't know Sam. No, I don't know him. I'm Frank Sinatra.
You're Frank Sinatra. And you say you're in radio?
Yes, I'm on for Old Gold Cigarettes.
Oh, are you the guy who squeezes the honey out of the apple on that shoulder?
No, you see, I do the singing.
Frank Sinatra. Say, you weren't formerly with the Yacht Club, boy. I see a little brine on your lapel there.
No, I had sour pickle for lunch.
Oh, did you? You shouldn't eat pickles with those short arms, son. The dill drips on you.
See, I have the same trouble with sodas, you know. I have a short neck and I can't reach the straws.
Oh, really? Well, how do you drink a soda?
I pour it out, pour the soda out on the counter, lap it up.
Oh, it's good.
I lost that up.
I have short teeth. Every time I bite a hot dog, all I get is a mouthful of mustard.
You know, once I knew a guy with a... Once I knew a guy with a short nose, he couldn't smell anything unless he put his face in it.
Oh, really? Well, this is all mighty, mighty interesting, Mr.
Sinatra.
Oh, Sinatra. Gosh, it's going to disappoint millions of music lovers. John Charles Muckenfuss, the singing street cleaner, not here. I wonder how long he'll be over there on 10th Avenue.
He said it looked like a long session.
Long session, eh?
The cowboys from Rodeo are parading.
Muckenfuss... Muck and Fuss may be tied up all night.
Uh-huh.
Dad, and right here in the program, we're supposed to have a song.
I can sing a number, Mr. Allen.
Well, all right, son, we're stuck. You've got me over a barrel. What do you want to sing?
How about, it might as well be spring.
All right, but don't drag it out, son.
I'll try my best.
As restless as a willow in a windstorm, I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
What Frankie, I... That voice, Frankie, I didn't even recognize you before. Why didn't you tell me? Gosh, how time flies. To think that I started you on your career.
Yeah, I remember when I came to you for advice.
Oh, you wanted to know whether you should take up singing or open a haberdasher store in Kansas City.
Yeah, and you told me to stick to singing.
Ah, who knows? If you had opened that haberdasher store in Kansas City, today you might be president.
Oh, I couldn't be president, Fred. No. I can't play the piano.
Oh, that's... Well, tell me, Frank... That singing you just did, is that the type of thing you're doing on the radio?
Yes, don't you think my style has possibilities, Fred?
Yes, Frank, but you have to think of the future. You know you're not getting any younger, son.
Mm-hmm.
New boys are coming along. Perry Como, Dick Hames, Common Lombardo, Frank Munn, and the others.
I think I see what you mean, Fred. Where will I be 50 years from now?
That's probably what your insurance company would like to know. But if we're going to stay in radio, Frank, there's only one kind of a program we can do when we're old men.
Fred, you mean...
Hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, hillbilly singers don't ripen until they're 80. I know I've been in warm studios with...
But, Fred... Gee whiz, Sinatra hillbilly, after all.
Ah, don't worry, Frank. I can fix everything. I know the king of the hillbillies, Zeke Manners.
Ah, Fred.
I can see it all, Frankie. 50 years from now, 1995, we're broadcasting from a little 2-watt station in Nutley, New Jersey. You and I are standing there in our bare feet, with our floppy hats. Zeke Manners steps to the microphone and says...
Howdy, folks! Zeke Manners and his happy hillbillies are on the air. Let her rip! Howdy, howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Zeke Manners and the whole gang. The Hoosier Cold Stock, the Coon Creek Choir, Uncle Zip, Lily Bell, the Hokie Mountain Boys, and those hillbilly twins, Happy Sinatra and Uncle Hezzy Allen. First, I want you to meet Lily Bell.
Howdy, folks. These shoes is killing me.
And here's the Coon Creek Choir.
Howdy, y'all.
And here they be, them scarecrows fresh from the cornfields, Pappy Sinatra and Uncle Hezzy Allen.
Howdy, Pappy.
Well, howdy, Uncle Hezzy.
Tell me, Pappy, how many hairs onto a pig's face?
Next time we shave, count them. Uncle, tell me, what has four legs and flies?
A dead whore.
No, our table at dinner time.
Well,
folks, now that we've laughed ourselves sick, Happy Sinatra and Uncle Hezzy Allen sing, Open Up Them Pearly Gates.
Listen here, all you sinners. If you want to get to heaven, heaven, better get down on your knees and pray.
All you gambling skinners, better quit saying 7-Eleven. Get yourself prepared for Judgment Day.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah. When you hear that trumpet sound, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Just a word or two.
Whatever concerns the family table is important to us all, and here's a good example. Remember the letters FNE for flavor, nutrition, economy. Bluebonnet margarine gives all three, flavor, nutrition, economy. Think of it, not just one, not just two. Bluebonnet margarine gives you all three. You get flavored, delicious flavor, so fresh, delicate, and country sweet that it makes other foods taste twice as good. Delicious Bluebonnet is a real food, approved by nutrition experts. Rich in food energy and in vitamin A, too. And there's economy in using Bluebonnet. It's a product of the makers of Fleischmann's yeast. That fact alone tells you its quality through and through. Remember, Bluebonnet is the margarine that gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy. Ask for it tomorrow.
Thank you, Kenny. This is Fred Allen saying goodnight, ladies and gentlemen.
And thank you very much.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments,
for your breathless moments.
Chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick. You give me a boot. I get a kick out of you.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, and Frank Sinatra with I Get a Kick Out of You, a Cole Porter composition recorded in 1953. We also heard an episode of The Fred Allen Show featuring Frank Sinatra, first broadcast on radio on October 21st, 1945. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Thank you. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Featuring Hank Williams, here's an episode of the Mother's Best Flower radio show from 1951 as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
The Millers of Mother's Best Flower bring you that lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, that's my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is inside. Oh, Lord, good Louie.
The folks who make Mother's Best Flour, Mother's Best Farm Feeds, and the new Mother's Best Self-Rising Cornmeal bring you the one and only lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, the Mother's Best Music Makers, and yours, barely, truly,
Cousin Louie Pop!
Mother's Best Little Boy, that's me. Fellas, I'm sure proud to be able to be here, and I'm proud that you are, too, and since we're all proud, Hank, come in and sing us a well, proud kind of a song.
All right, here. All right. Thank you a lot there, Cousin Louie. Old Tizzy Buck, we're awful glad to be here with you this morning.
Can't get well? Huh? You're going to take a turn one way or the other here for a while. It'll be for the better or for the worse one. You're going to take a turn? Here it is, one of our later numbers. Right now, we want to say thanks to all you folks for buying this record. This is one of the top tunes in the country right now. We're awful proud of it. We've been eating off of it for the last few months. Fellas, come on the blues.
My baby moved out and the blues moved in. There wasn't nothing I could do but mosey around with my head in my hands. Lord, what am I coming to? I just keep moaning, moaning the blues. I wrote a nice long letter, said, Mama, please come home. Your daddy is lonesome. All I do is moan. I've been loving that gal, but the dog's gone wrong. I can't afford to lose her now. Well, I thought it was right, but I must have been wrong, cause my head is starting to bow. Now I'm moaning, moaning the blues. If you do her wrong, she'll leave this town and you'll almost lose your mind. Then you'll be moaning, moaning the blues. Ah, baby, 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 honey, baby, please come home. Your daddy is lonesome. All I do is moan. Well, I promise you, baby, that I'll be good and I'll never be bad no more. I'm sitting here waiting for you right now to walk through my front door. Then I'll stop moaning, moaning the blues.
Hey, there you got him.
Moaning the blues.
That's
what right now, if you listen to Cousin Louie Buck,
you
when it comes to your baking, you won't be moaning no blues. You'll be singing a happy song. You'll be saying, good morning, good morning.
Oh, my goodness, that boy is ready to go today. Neighbors, for the flour that gives you perfect biscuits every time, just ask for Mother's Best. Yes, indeed, Mother's Best flour is the surefire way to get delicious, delightful, hot biscuits every time. And, of course, that goes for rolls, bread, pie crust, and cake as well. Why? Because Mother's Best is highest quality flour, sifted many extra times for extra fineness, and twice oven-tested for 7 important baking qualities. In addition to all this, Mother's Best is enriched. Yes, it's enriched with valuable vitamins and iron to help keep your family strong and healthy. So it's no wonder at all that through the years, More and more Southern homemakers say, I'll take Mother's Best Flour. And ladies, inside every sack of Mother's Best Flour, you get family-tested recipes by Jean Foster, she's Mother's Best Home Economist, and a valuable coupon for a complete set of lovely Roseanne silverware. So don't you wait another day. Try Mother's Best Enriched Flour now. See how it gives you biscuits that are tender, white, and flavor-rich. See how it gives you cake that is light, fluffy, and moist, and even textured. You can get it plain, or for extra convenience, try Mother's Best Self-Rising Flour. But whatever you do, you ask today for Mother's Best Flour.
Biscuits are so nice and brown. Her pies and cakes beat all the rest, 'cause she bakes them all with Mother's Best.
That's what I say. Mother's Best. That last lick there was for James in there. Did you appreciate that? Huh? Okay, I just want to know. Who jigger James? Yeah, I got him worried this morning. He's got his consolation there, stuck out of his head, like he fixed him. We got a young lady visiting again this morning. She takes her visits by spells. She comes around awful regular here for a week or two, and then she'll stay off 4 or 5 days. You ready?
I'm ready,
huh? Well, what you gonna do?
Let's go home to Taunton.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm ready. Let's go.
Good morning, Cousin Louie.
How you doing?
When you're sad and lonely and you got no place to go, just come to see me, baby, and bring along some dough, and we'll go honky-tonkin', honey, baby, honky-tonkin', sugar daddy, honky-tonkin' around this town. When you and your baby have a falling out, just call me up, sweet papa, and we'll go steppin' out, and we'll go honky-tonkin', honey, baby, honky-tonkin', sugar daddy, honky-tonkin' around this town.
Cutting up here and thought it made me think of that guy. I walked up and kept stuttering around at my name. He couldn't think about what it was. He says, old lovesick buddy. who'd I steal that from? Lonzo?
Yeah.
Well, sir. Hey. You know, we have a lot of fun here every morning, getting up here and playing for all you good neighbors. Especially Cousin Louis Buck. He gets more fun out of getting up for daylight, getting up here. He lives out here in the next county, I think, and it takes him 2 hours to get in. I want to thank you for all your nice cards and letters. Always glad to hear from you. Whole gang's gathering around now. Don, Sambo, Jerry, Sid, Audrey, myself, Cousin Louis. You think you can base anything with that physics? Okay. Get aboard. On the best hymns, I reckon it must be about the best one we do compared to you folks out there. I mean, according to you folks.
shows you right in most of this one and a lot of them. There it is, everybody in I'll Have a New Body, I'll Have a New Life.
On that resurrection morning when all dead in Christ will rise, I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. Won't it be so bright and fair when we meet our loved ones after? I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new heaven, where there is pain, godless pain. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. There'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. Brother, are you living for that day when Christ will come? I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. No more worry, pain, or sorrow in this wicked world below. And I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new heaven, where the redeemed God will stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. There'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. Now, dear brother, are you living for that day when Christ will come? I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. Praise all bursting saints a shouting, heavenly beauty all around, and I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new heaven, where the rich man understand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. There'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. And I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
All right, Cousin Louie, you got
yes,
a word
sir.
Now?
Well, sir, for the most delicious hot biscuits you ever made, use Mother's Best Flour, ladies. That goes for rolls, bread, pie crust, and cake, too. Yes, you have perfect results with everything you bake when you bake with Mother's Best. The reason? It's highest quality. There is no finer flour. Every sack contains Gene Foster's family-tested recipes, plus a valuable coupon for a complete set of lovely Roseanne silverware. So get Mother's Best enriched flour, plain, or for extra convenience, try Mother's Best self-rising flour. Ask for it today. Mother's Best.
I love to have a gal around. Her biscuits are so nice and brown. Her pies and cakes beat all the rest, 'cause she bakes them all with Mother's Best.
Oh, thank you there, buddy. Thank you a lot. About time for us to go. You want to say
Hank,
something?
I see the sun coming.
Yeah, I know. It just come in here. Good morning, Sox.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ernest Tubbs, musical director, just moved in to see us. You can't see him for them green socks he's got on, though. We got to go. See you in the morning. Being the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. Until then, this is Hank Williams saying, Lola, put the coffee pot on. Be there soon, if not a little quicker. Let's go.
Well, neighbors, the test of a good farm feed comes when you take your livestock to market. If you fed them right, chances are you'll make some money. Get the most cash from your animals by feeding them the farm-tested feeds that do a better all-round job, and that's Mother's Best Farm Feeds. Thousands of farmers in this area have proved Mother's Best feeds are better in every way. Find out what they can do on your farm. Your Mother's Best dealer in Ardmore, Tennessee, is the Ardmore Creamery. In Shelbyville, buy Mother's Best feeds from the Borden Company. Now, until tomorrow morning at this same time, this is Cousin Louie Buck speaking for Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the Mother's Best music makers, and saying so long to all you Mother's Best biscuit eaters everywhere. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye now.
North Carolina.
the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, featuring the Carter Family with East Virginia Blues, recorded in 1934. We also heard an episode of Mother's Best Flower Radio Show, featuring Hank Williams, originally broadcast on radio on January 10th, 1951. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows, on the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.